Welcome to Postcards to the Universe with Melissa Caprio. Do you believe in magic? What if you were told that all you had to do was get a little creative and work a magic spell to bring anything you can imagine into your life? Here on Postcards to the Universe, we will share manifesting, tips, postcards, creativity, abundance, and prosperity. Here is your host, Melissa Caprio.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to Postcards to the Universe with Melissa, creating the life you crave. How's everybody doing? I hope you guys are doing well today. I'm excited for today's show because I have a returning guest, Psychic Trance Channel, Reverend Gregory Possman. He's been on my show, God, numerous times now, and he's going to join me in just a few minutes. For those of you who are regulars on my show and have heard Gregory before, welcome, and I'm so glad that you're here. I love that you're here with me each week, and thank you so much. For those of you who are new to my show for the first time, a little bit about me. I'm a photographer, I'm an author, and I have a book, and it's titled Postcards to the Universe, Harness the Universe's Power and Manifest Your Dreams. And in my book, I have 30 manifesting stories, manifesting postcards, basically, are kind of like little mini vision boards, and I photograph them, and when they're, what they put on their postcard became their reality, I shared their stories, and that's basically what's in the book. There's 30 of those in the book, but I also have a whole bunch of fun exercises because it helps us get clear on those things that we want to manifest, and there's like all these exercises on how to manifest in love and money, health, career, and so much more. So I hope that you're interested, and if you are and you want to do some of these exercises and get into the energy of manifesting, please go and look online at Amazon or Barnes & Noble or your favorite bookstore. They'll order you a copy of my book, and you can see these incredible journeys of transformation and inspiration, and it was so much fun doing the book, so I really hope that you check it out. And each week, I ask people to keep sending me a manifesting postcard, and if you're like, how do you do that? I don't even know what to do. Just go to my website, postcardstotheuniverse.com. I tell you how to do it. The address is listed on there, where to send it. I love getting them. I keep getting them, and I get so excited when I go to my mailbox, and they're there for me. You have no idea. And if you sign up for my Join My Movement, you get a couple of free gifts, and one is this 8-step on how to manifest in any area of your life. And of course, like, I created something that was really cool to help you make a manifesting postcard. Okay, so if you like Facebook and you like to be in interesting groups, I have one called Postcards of Love, and the only thing we share on there is inspiration, funny stories. I'm usually posting a million videos around animals because I'm such an animal person. Anything that makes us feel good, you know, that's nice. That's what I want to share, just all the good stuff, none of the stuff that we, you know, see every single day of our lives, right? Just uplifting stuff. So please join me over there and post. I've been mentioning the last so many weeks, I started something recently, and it's a workshop, and it's called Manifesting Through Gratitude, a Visual Journey, and it runs Thursday evenings. It's 5 weeks, so from start to finish, it starts. You start the first course is, and then 5 weeks later we wrap up. So basically, it's rotating. So the workshop I can continually to keep doing. I start over again. So I realized that the quickest way to manifest is through gratitude. So I wrote up this workshop. It's online. It's 6 to 8 p.m. Thursday evenings. So you can do it from the comfort of your own home. And we're going to talk about living a grateful and creative life and about following our hearts and embracing more of the things that are already in our life that light us up. It's about seeing all those wonderful things we already have, because so many times we forget to see what's right in front of us. by finding, you know, this courage to prioritize, nurture, and express our creativity, we add more play and joy in daily life, and we get to experience what we love and cherish in greater depth. When that happens, the universe has a wonderful way of surprising us with even more magic. So the workshop is going to be broken down into the major four groups in our life where we want to create more abundance. And that is, we're going to start with worthiness, because we need to feel worthy for what we want to create. If we don't feel we deserve it, it doesn't matter what we do, we're not going to be able to bring in more of those things in our life that we want. So that's what week one focuses on, self-love. Week two, we cover health and wellness. Week three, we look at our money story and financial abundance. Week four, we go into our personal relationships, family, friends, and of course, romance. And the final week, it's going to be dedicated to a personal check-in where we're sharing experiences, what came up for us, and of course, there's always open questions and answers each week, but the last day of the workshop, we're going to have a lot of discussion. And I give writing exercises, daily tips, projects, and I give photo prompts, because what makes this a little bit different is we're going to be using our camera phones as part of our gratitude work. We're going to be taking our phones and we're going to be using that for our gratitude journals that you're going to have at the end of the course, which is going to be a visual journal. So it's going to be beautiful. So please, I hope that you're interested. This sparks your interest. And if you have any questions, just reach out to me and I'll give you some more information. But you can find the course at find, F-I-N-D, uniquely, you, the letter U.com / Melissa Caprio. You can find it on my website. And I hope that you join me. Okay. So I also share each week a magical message postcard that I put on social media, and it's usually an image of a manifesting postcard. This week it's of my book, Postcards to the Universe, and it's just a reminder to all of us that believe you deserve it. Whatever it is that you want in your life, you absolutely deserve it. So make sure you know that so that you can bring those things into your life. All right, so I'm so excited to talk to Gregory. I can't even remember. It's been a few months since he's been on my show, but let me tell you a little bit about him for those of you who are joining in for the first time. So Reverend Gregory Postman began as a psychic trance channel in 1991. He channels over 40 beings, including Sananda, Archangels Michael, Raphael, and Gabriel, as well as Master Teacher Spirit Kuan Yin, Mary, five members of the Council of Shambhala, and others. He also channels the Palladians, Syrians, and Venusians. Reverend Postman performs workshops throughout the world and offers recorded, channeled, private sessions by phone. So he's going to be live channeling with us today. And I always ask Gregory before a show who he feels wants to come in. So this month's guests are Syrians, Kronos, who is their spiritual commander, Sonos, their medical director, and Ascara, leader of the earth installations for the Venusians. So this is really, really interesting. I'm excited today. And you can find a free channeled message on his website, Gregory Postman, PostMan.com. Hi, Gregory. Welcome back. How you been?
I've been great. Been doing very, very well. Thank you.
You can probably back up a little bit from your mic because there's a little bit of an echo. I hear it. So let me hear you now. How do you sound?
Well, I turned the volume down, so it did sound better.
Yeah, there we go. That's much better. Yeah, I heard it every once in a while. Probably people heard it like I could hear myself, but now that sounds perfect. So, Gregory, so what's been going on? How have you been? I know you just went on a really awesome cruise with your whole family. That's amazing.
We did. We had 58 people. We went to Alaska. We started out in Vancouver, British Columbia, and then we went for 7 days through Alaska and saw the glaciers and bears and whales and lions and tigers, and it was awesome. It was a lot of fun.
Good, good. Sounds like it was a much needed trip for you, right? Because I know it hasn't been an easy. It hasn't been an easy year for you. Gregory lost his wife recently. And how long were you guys together? Like almost 40 years, right? Something like
that. Well, we were married for 22 and we were together for 8 years prior to that. So a total of 30 years.
Wow. Yeah. That's significant. So, and you know, it was not long. I think it was right around the time. It was close to when my sister passed away. So I know it hasn't been an easy year. So for those of you just listening, Gregory, he's been channeling for a long time and he just kind of moves aside. And whoever wants to come through, comes through. And I will ask that entity/spirit or angel, you know, some questions. So Gregory, what did you do? Just like ask who was like poking at you? Like, how does that work? Share with us like how that happens.
Physically, it feels like pressure on my shoulders and it's not painful. It's not difficult. There's no challenge to it. It's just, I can feel this energy around me. And then I ask who it is and they tell me, and that's basically how it happens. So it's, in a way, it's kind of a feeling, but it's also a little bit of a physical feeling as well.
So you'll hear like something in your head, like you'll hear somebody like Kronos from Syria. Is that Assyrian? I'm going to say he. I know it's not necessarily he, right? It's just, but I don't know what else. I don't know how else to say it though, right? Kronos.
They are light beings. They are light beings, and they're also describe themselves as a much higher intelligence, and they're not referring to us. They're not saying they're higher than we.
Right.
They're just saying that they're an aspect of higher intelligence from Syria.
Okay. All right. So what we're going to do is there's three that decided that they wanted to come on. So I think what we'll do is... we'll start with whoever wants to show up first, doesn't matter to me, and then we'll wrap up with that light being right before the break, and then we'll come back and then we can ask the other two to join us, and you know, whatever order they feel that they want to come on is totally fine with me. How's that sound to you?
That sounds great. Sounds good. So, I'm ready to go.
All right. I was going to say, anything you want to add before we go? Or are you ready? You just ready?
No, don't worry. Be happy. Let's do it.
All right. Let's do it. Okay.
Here we go. We are the one called Kronos. We are the spiritual commander of the Syrian race, and we wish to explain that the word commander has no military association whatsoever, and therefore it is important to understand that from the perspective of spiritual, that is truly important.
Welcome, Kronos. I was going to ask you what a spiritual commander was, because I did think of the military when I saw the word commander and I heard the word commander. What is a spiritual commander?
Think in terms of a network of beings that are all aligned with one another. And think in terms of that network being able to communicate entirely by telepathy. And think in terms of not being limited by time or space. And then imagine that there is one being who has some sort of connection to all of them, although they are all connected to one another, and it is not a matter of commanding them. It is not a matter of doing anything other than ensuring that the communication between every member of the network is equal. Equanimity, perhaps that is the word that we would use, and also the aspect of unity. We are all part of the one, and the one is the network, You describe it as an egregore, as a morphic field. We describe it as a network. There are many ways to describe it, but that is our job per se.
Thank you for that clarification. So I always ask the man, Gregory, before he joins me, who would like to come on and speak with me today. And since you showed up, I would like to know, is there a message that you wanted to share with me and the people that are listening to us right now?
There is, of course. And the message is this. Many of you on your planet are steeped in fear, a kind of paranoia, if you will. And there are so many things in the physical plane that you find to be frightened of. You are frightened of destruction. You are frightened of what you call scarcity. You are frightened of an inadequacy of love, an inadequacy of affection, an inadequacy of attention. And we wish for you to understand that we are like guardians, we are like protectors, and oftentimes you refer to the angelic realm as your guardians. However, we would ask you to also consider the possibility that, unlike the projection that your media makes, that we are constantly interested in your destruction, or we are interested in the conquest of your planet or some other foolishly ridiculous aspect, that is of no interest to us whatsoever. We and our cousins, a number of other extraterrestrial races, are primarily interested in how quickly you can grow, how quickly you can move forward, and how quickly you can evolve. And it is that that is of great interest and intention for us.
Okay, that's so what is the state of the planet Earth today from what you just said? There is a lot of us that are living in fear or coming from fear and anger and frustration. So what does it look like from your perspective for our planet Earth?
There is a growing percentage of spiritual beings who are human beings on your planet. We call them hybrids, and the man through whom we speak is a hybrid. And what that means is they are beings who have had experience with our higher intelligence, having been in their incarnations beings of our race and our cousin races, as we call them. And the truth of the matter is they are housed in human bodies, and they carry with them this desire and this intention to assist the human race, the animals on the planet, the plants on the planet, and what some call the unseen. In other words, all spiritual beings. In that process, the desire is to raise the vibrational intention, as has been delineated and detailed by the Council of Shambhala, with whom we cooperate. And in that process, as well, do join the angelic races. And so there are a great number of beings who support this process of raising the vibrational frequency on the planet. The desire, of course, is to allow all of those who are sentient beings, who have understanding, to allow themselves to see that they are a part of the One, and that there is no difference between any being. Each and every one shares a certain amount of DNA, a certain amount of energy, a certain amount of love, and certainly a certain amount of understanding. Allowing that to take place is our desire, and it is also our intention.
Thank you. So you said there's many hybrid beings, like Gregory, for example. How many are when you say that, how many of them are here on Earth?
He will go out on a limb and say there are at least thousands. There are potentially hundreds of thousands, and more are coming in every day. Some come in through the process of birth. Some come in through the process of walking into a body. You are familiar, of course, with miraculous medical reversals or situations where a human being is able to heal. That is a situation which is an opportunity for a soul to take over that physical body and heal it immediately. Your medical profession has seen this happen time and time again, and they have no logical or rational explanation for that. It is a perfectly good body, but the soul that is finished with that body is able to move on, and the walk-in comes into that body and takes it over, so to speak, heals it, and then proceeds to use it for this process of evolution.
Okay. So that's interesting. And I'll probably ask more about that when I speak with Sonos after the break about the medical side of things. But what I want to know from you is, how old are Sirians? How far back? You know, we have, through evolution, studied how far the humans go back on planet Earth. But what about the Sirians?
We evolved hundreds of thousands of years before you. And at this stage, we do not even pay attention to time and space. We are light beings. We are capable of moving to any evolutionary distance. We are capable of moving into any dimension, any reality, any time or space that we desire. And with that ability, we are able to merge what you call molecules and atoms, and we are able to manifest whatever is necessary or desired from the perspective of evolution. In other words, we are able to place many items in one space. We are able to shift atoms and molecules. We are able to create whatever we desire. With that sort of technology, with that information, we have the ability to solve all of the issues and challenges your planet faces. And when your races are ready to utilize that technology in the most loving and compassionate ways, that technology will be offered to you.
Yes, I've heard that before. And why are we not ready? Sometimes it seems like things are getting worse instead of better, that we're not evolving, you know, emotionally, I should say. You know, we may be evolving with actual, you know, technologies for internet, and, you know, now there's the new thing, AI, which I'll get into later on. I wanted to ask about that later. But why are we not... does it seem that we're not, I should say? Maybe we are, and we just don't see it in the mainstream.
The majority of those who control the resources on your planet do so from a place of greed, a place of mistrust, and a place of control. And it is to understand that they are able to manipulate your media. They are able to allow that which is negative to constantly be reported. And primarily what they do is utilize your fear in order to keep you in a place of control. When you move beyond your fear and you allow yourself to follow your intuition, you give yourself permission to move beyond that particular aspect. You also give yourself permission to connect with us and the network that we are a part of, the collective or the consciousness, the higher consciousness, if you will. When you begin to realize that you are a part of that, you begin to live your life differently. And in that process, you move beyond that fear. And having moved beyond that fear, you give yourself permission to do what you know you can do, what you know you want to do, and what you know you need to do. And that is power. And that power is precisely what those who are in control are afraid of.
So how do we change that? How do we get rid of those that are in control that want to keep us controlled and in fear?
You don't get rid of them. Mm-hmm. You actually begin to understand them. And as strange as it may seem, you begin to love them. You begin to believe that they too are a part of creation and that there's nothing wrong with who they are. There's nothing to be judged. It is simply a matter of loving them. And in the process of loving them, you give yourself permission to move beyond their control, so to speak. And you move into control of your own life and your own being. And believe it or not, and we think you will, it is people like yourself who are empowering others to move into that space by recognizing their ability to create. Every night, the Manasheed, before he goes to sleep, connects with us. And he asks for certain aspects to be shifted and changed. And in the process, he is registering his own desire. In other words, it is like labeling his energy in a certain direction, detailing it, if you will. Each and every one of you can do the same. But you must move beyond your fear, and you must move beyond the images that have been placed in your minds by all of this media, the education system, sometimes even the religious systems on your planet. We're not judging them. We are not saying they are wrong. We are simply saying that they are a part of your education. And they can be seen as a way of grooming you beyond that particular belief system. And as you are aware, the more optimistic you become, the less controlled you become, because you expect the best and you receive the best.
That was very helpful. Thank you, Kronos. I'm going to let you go now because I know we have to take a break, and there's two more light beings that are going to want to come and talk to us. And is that okay, or did you want to stay, and did you have something else you wanted to share when we came back from the break?
The only thing we desire to share is our gratitude for the ability to express. We are grateful. We shall give the man his body back. We
Thank
are the
you.
One called Kronos. We are grateful.
Thank you, Kronos, as am I. Thank you. All right, guys, I'm going to give Gregory a few minutes, let him recoup, and we'll be back in just a couple minutes. Stay tuned.
Everyone has a story. I have a story. You have a story. We all have a story. As I see it, you have three choices. Allow your story to define you, use it to excuse you, or utilize it as a method to empower you. It's your life. You have the power. You choose. Rewrite your story on finduniquelyyou.com.
Hi. I'm Melissa Caprio from Postcards to the Universe, creating the life you crave. Do you believe in magic? What if I told you all you had to do was get a little creative and work a dream spell to bring anything you can imagine into your life? Well, guess what? I've got the spell for you. Postcards to the Universe, a global movement for manifestation, is a casting magical tool for you to use whenever you want. How does living in passion sound to you? Join me in my movement where you get to create in the magical playground. Let's think outside the box and do some playful conjuring. By casting out our desires with a manifesting postcard, we explore our hearts and allow the alchemy of our dreams to appear. And don't forget to tune in each week here on Om Times Radio with my show, Postcards to the Universe, Creating the Life You Crave at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. I share tips on creativity, abundance, and prosperity, and you will be introduced to the coolest guests, trailblazers, mystics, and creatives who enrich our lives. Hi, and welcome. welcome back. If you're just joining me, I have my friend and returning guest, Psychic Trance Channel, Reverend Gregory Possman, Reverend Gregory Ashid Possman, and he was just channeling Sirian Kronos, the spiritual commander. So, Gregory, is it you that's here, or did somebody else come through already went during the break?
I'm still here, but I won't be long.
Okay, so there's two more like beings that want to come through, and I think it's going to be Sonos first, but I'm not sure, and maybe Ascara, but whichever is fine with me. So, Gregory, whenever you're ready. Yeah.
Here we go.
Here we go.
We are Sonos, medical leader of the Sirian race. It is with great gratitude and thanks that we express our feeling. What is it that you would like to know?
Well, thank you, Sonos, for joining me and us. And my first question would be, what is a medical director of Sirians? Like, what does that entail?
You are familiar with what you call your medical legions on your planet, those who provide care for you. Ours is a bit different. We have researched and studied many, many different species of beings throughout the universe, throughout the cosmos, throughout what is called the entire creation of reality. And we have cataloged a tremendous amount of information as to how the varying kinds of situations and what you might call conditions can be improved and changed amongst these races. This has also led to what one might call a form of evolution for these varying species. That is what we are interested in.
So I can't really speak for other countries, but our medical system here in America is basically a for-profit business, more than the health, I believe, of people. And is that going to be shifting here on planet Earth? Are we going to be evolving in the medical industry? And are humans healthier now than we used to be, say, 100 years ago?
Your lifespans have increased considerably. Mm-hmm. Your medical professions have made various inroads. However, as you point out, their primary intention at this point in time is profit. Imagine an entire race of beings who have no needs whatsoever. In other words, the aspect of physical ownership is of no importance. What is of great importance is the ability to assist, the ability to love, the ability to share compassion to a degree where even the technology that is available can shift and change any situation or condition. In that case, there is no need, nor is there any desire for what you would call profit. For everyone has all the energy and all of the possessions they need. They are comfortable, so to speak. And go a step further. Now imagine that they are light beings and they have no needs whatsoever, except for one, and that is the ability to help and to assist others. Now you are looking at the way our society, if you wish to call it that, our species functions. That is what high intelligence is all about. And your question can be answered in the positive. It has been said by many of the ancestors, ours and yours, that whatever does not stand on truth will fall. And the truth of the matter is, the aspect of profit, to see how much money one can make and how many goods one can acquire, is not a basic truth. It is simply an aspect of energy. And therefore, our answer to your question is yes. There will be a tremendous upswing, whatever word you want to use, improvement, a shift, a change, an evolution in the care that is offered. And one of the reasons that will take place is when it is absolutely assured that none of the technology we have to offer will ever be used for destructive purposes, that technology will be delivered to your scientists, to your researchers, and to the appropriate hybrids on the planet who know precisely and exactly what to do with it. And its use will be for the evolutionary movement forward of the status of health of all of your population and all species, as a matter of fact.
That sounds wonderful. Do you have any insight, or the ancestors have any insight, on when humanity will be able to handle that kind of technology?
When your consciousness shifts, in other words, when the quantum leap is made and there is absolute assurance that none of that technology will be used for destructive purposes, that will take place. We know that you are asking your question in terms of time. Remember, it is not time that we are interested in. It is consciousness. And when that consciousness amongst your populations shifts, when love and compassion and caring and unity and oneness and wholeness are the primary concern and goal of the majority of your population, whatever that means, then all of that information and that technology will be delivered. And perhaps 99.9% of all of the illnesses and disease that you experience will be eradicated.
Wow, that would be amazing. Can you share with us a little bit about your physical presence? Is there a density to your body? Is there organs? How does it work over there?
There is no density to our being. We are light. We have the ability to appear in images should we desire it and should it be of reason. In other words, if there is a reason to appear in front of a being, we are able to create a holographic image, but the image is of no substance. It appears to have density and mass, but it doesn't. And that is used for teaching and for communicating. In other words, those entities who appear in your dreams are oftentimes entities of our creation, and they share whatever message or knowledge is necessary in order for that being to move forward. And at that point, that being does move forward and moves into a place of intention itself. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. Yes, it does. It's fascinating. Sonos, is there anything you want to let us know today and leave us with before you move on and allow Ascara to come in to talk with me before we wrap up today's show?
The one called Kronos has asked us to assure you that many of your fears and concerns about the destruction of your planet are absolutely without foundation. In other words, it is our goal, our desire, our intention, and our objective to be certain that your race not only survives, but that it evolves in its own spiritual movement forward, and that this consciousness of oneness and unity is absolutely assured.
Thank you. Thank you so much for being with me today.
You are most welcome. We are honored and we are grateful.
Thank you.
We are the one called Ascara. We are leader of the Earth installations on behalf of the Venusian race. It is with gratitude and a great deal of joy that we join you at this time.
Thank you, Ascara, for joining me and us listening to you today. What is Earth installations?
The Earth installations, which at this time comprise of 13, are installations created by we, the Venusians. They are captivated primarily by light beings of our species, and we are liquid light. We are of a feminine nature, and we are quite colorful. We contain all of the spectrums of light that make up the varying colors, and a few that you are not used to. It is important to understand that we are capable, just as our cousins, of appearing in any particular manner, and we are also capable of transforming our installations in the time frame of 13 seconds into an entirely mobile unit that can move at incredible speed, speeds that you are not used to.
Wow, that's so fascinating. So what do you see as the state of the planet today? And my question is a little bit deeper than that. Like, what is the point of the human race? Are we supposed to evolve to get to a level of where you are? Why were we put on this planet?
Your question implies comparison, and there is no point in comparing varying species or races. Each has their own path of evolution, and it is important to understand that the influx of feminine energy can best be served by the human race and the human species. Each and every one of you is like a transformer. And you are transforming information, energy, knowledge, awareness, wisdom, consciousness from the collective onto the planet. And each and every one of you is guided in how to do so. And in that process, you are giving those who are around you the opportunity to implant that information within themselves and then pass it along to others. It's a kind of process that takes place by osmosis. You do not have to touch each other. You only have to come in contact with one another. And that osmosis, that transformation of consciousness, can take place in a very quick manner. It's energy that is transmitted, so to speak, between you.
That's interesting, and that brings me to this question. There's so much information that we transmute and transmit to one another, and so much of the information is false. And we have new technology called AI, artificial intelligence, that is now making the rounds. And a lot of people, including myself, is concerned with the amount of things that may be created that are not truth, that are false and that are damaging, and people will believe them because they have the technology now to show you something that isn't real. So what is that? How do we deal with this? Is this a problem? Should we be concerned? So I'll let you take it from there.
Your concern is warranted only from the perspective that if you have information, if you have some awareness of the fear that is generated by this threat, for that's all it is a threat. And if huge masses of people decide to take on that fear, they can be sparked or ignited into action that would be destructive. Our purpose and our process is to be certain, to make certain that destruction does not occur. And One of the things that we are very, very interested in, have promised, and ensure, is that your planet is not destroyed by the information that you have about nuclear technology. We cannot allow that. We cannot allow the self-destruction of your planet to take place, and we will not. We have a tremendous amount of ability, technology, and strength, power, if you will, to ensure that that never occurs. We also have the ability to stop this aspect of this threat that you are mentioning. However, as you can see from your media, from the attention that it is getting, a tremendous number of people are very frightened of it. And it's like the monster that lives under the bed. But as soon as you have the courage to look under the bed, you don't see the monster. Where is he or she? They are not there. They are a figment of your imagination. But you see, the truth of the matter is your imagination can be occluded. Your imagination can be corrupted, and you can be made to believe that there is a massive threat in front of you. And it is only your government or some other leader who can move you through this particular threat. And that makes you susceptible to the kind of behavior that they would use to control you. That has been going on for centuries on your planet. Maybe it was Native Americans. Maybe it was first citizens of a particular country. Maybe it is the monsters. Maybe it is the wildlife. Maybe it is the weather. Maybe it is global warming, etc., etc. We are not saying that some of those things can be safe. Perhaps some of them can be dangerous. But the level to which they are dangerous has been absolutely exaggerated. And as soon as you are taken over by fear, all of your intuition is gone. And once your intuition is gone, there's no possibility of moving back. And that is what we are here to avoid.
That's great. That helps me a lot. And that brings me to a two-part question. How do we process the fear so we don't get consumed with it? And you mentioned, you must have been hearing my thoughts, about global warming and the state of our planet and the mass extinctions that are happening. So one, my first part is, how do we process our own fear so we don't live in it and allow that to take over? And two, how do we help the planet deal with the threat of global warming and mass extinctions?
You first allow your feminine energy to rise within you, and you give yourself permission to allow your spiritual intuition to expand. You simply ask for it. That's all that is necessary. And you spend more time in your heart than in your mind. Your mind is extremely valuable. We are not judging it in any way. And when you give yourself permission to allow the heart and the mind to come together and express as one voice, the fear begins to dissipate, and you go into a state of intuitive knowingness. That is how we will call it, intuitive knowingness. If you breathe into that intuitive knowingness, you will begin to see that all of those things that you are so frightened of do not have to have any effect on you whatsoever. The second aspect of your question involves global warming. Global warming is a reality of sorts. It is happening. Your scientists can prove it. On the other hand, if the technology that is necessary to reverse it exists within our consciousness, what is the fastest and quickest way to reverse it? It is to take on the consciousness that has been mentioned both by Kronos and Sonos, and now mentioned by us, the aspect of unity, the aspect of compassion, and the Christed consciousness came to your planet to teach that. did not come to your planet to remove sin, as many of your religions would have you believe, but rather came to your planet to prove to you that you too can create miracles. And you create those miracles from that intuitive knowingness that we are talking about. You ask how it's done. There is no short, quick answer. There must be a spark from within that says, I am willing to take on this intuitive knowingness. I am willing to operate and function from my heart, not necessarily from my mind, nor from my fear. And when that takes place, everything shifts and everything changes.
Thank you so much for that answer. It just made me feel so much better just hearing it. We're almost out of time. So before you give Gregory his body back, is there anything that you want to leave us with today?
Allow yourselves to understand that we of the higher intelligence have nothing but your best interest at heart, and that we will do all we can to assist you, our brothers and sisters in higher intelligence, no matter your species, no matter your race, no matter your place. We are all from the same origin, and it is important to us that all understand that. We are the one called Ascara. We are grateful. We are loving and we are compassionate. And we ask that our feminine energy become a part of yours. If that feels appropriate to you, so be it.
Thank you so much, Ascara. Wow, wild stuff. So if you guys listening, that's pretty wild, isn't it? Oh my God, right? It's just like, I get such goosebumps every time I talk to whichever light being wants to come and talk to me. I'm so honored. Hey, Gregory, are you back? You must be tired.
I am. No, not at all. Actually, I've got quite a lot of energy.
Oh, good. So, you know, I forgot to ask, but I'll ask you. You know, like a lot of people talk to their angels or their spirit guides or loved ones who have passed over. Can we in our mind talk to the light beings that were just here and they'll be able to connect with us? Like, or hear what we're asking? Oh, okay. Yeah,
absolutely.
I never think to do
you,
that.
I'll give you a quick formula, and it works for me. It's been working for the last 3 or 4 years, actually. The way to do it is when you lie down to go to sleep, you basically close your eyes and ask to be a part of that higher consciousness, of that intelligence. And over a period of time, you'll start to feel the influence. And the influence is actually a really positive, comfortable feeling. And it oftentimes starts with abundance. There's a lot of abundance in my life, and it's not money necessarily. Mm-hmm. It's love, it's joy, it's happiness. And of course, I've been through a pretty sorrowful time this last year. But without this assistance, I don't know what would have happened to me. And so it's been incredibly helpful. So that would be my suggestion.
Yeah, thank you for that. Because, you know, I never think to do that. And I think I'm going to start because just speaking with them, like I, you know, for people listening, like I can feel the shift. Like I can feel it when I'm talking to one of the light beings. It feels different than when I talk to you. Not that I don't love talking to you, Gregory, but you know what I mean? Like I know it's not you. I know I'm speaking to a higher being. So I forget to talk. You know, and I need to do that. Well, it's such a pleasure having you. I can't wait to have you back. Thank you so much for being here with me. I can't believe we're out of time.
My pleasure as well. Care of yourself.
Thanks, you too. All right, guys, check out my workshop, Manifesting Through Gratitude. And thank you for listening to me and Gregory today and listening to Postcards to the Universe with Melissa, Creating the Life You Crave. I'm wishing everyone a wonderful week filled with joy, abundance, and love. Peace.